卢玉凤，卢玉凤，度身订造，度身订造。
喺温哥华呢一度咧，你可以睇到一部嘅电影叫做《That Burning Feeling》。咁其实呢一部嘅电影咧，喺旧年嘅温哥华国际电影节咧，亦都有放映过嘅。咁啊，导演咧就系Jason James 啦。咁啊，至于咧喺演员方面咧嘅阵容都好犀利咁啊，当中咧就系包括咗有 Paulo Costanzo 啦，亦都有 Ingrid Haas 啦。咁另外都有我哋今日咧被访嘅嘉宾就系 John Cho 啦。咁佢喺里边咧亦都饰演一个独特嘅角色。咁呢一部叫做《That Burning Feeling》咧，系一部喜剧嚟嘅。咁啊，究竟咧点样揾到阿 John Cho 去演绎呢一部嘅电影嘅咧？
The screenwriter, Nick Citone, who's really a smart, funny guy. And actually, lives very close to me. We have a friend in common. We met a mutual friend in L.A. and got to talking. And this is something that he had been tossing around, and it was going. And then I met with Jason James, the director. So it happened. And I just thought that the idea was really cute and funny and went for it.
咁原來阿 John 咧識得今次《That Burning Feeling》呢一部電影嘅劇作家，咁其實阿 Nick 咧就本身已經有呢一個題材有呢個諗法好耐噶啦，咁但係咧一路都未正式拍成電影。咁後來咧經阿 Nick 介紹之後咧，阿 John 就認識咗導演 Jason James， 咁亦都因為咁嘅關係咧，大家傾下講下咧就一拍即合啦。咁啊，於是乎咧就係參與演出呢一部嘅電影，就叫做《That Burning Feeling》。咁呢一個角色咧，阿 John 演繹嘅咧就叫做 Roger Whittaker， 咁亦都係幾獨特下嘅。咁究竟你對呢個角色？
Roger is one of the weirdest guys I've ever played. I was really happy that I got an opportunity to sort of do something that was outside of my wheelhouse. Roger's extremely calm and self-confident, and I am not either of those things, really. So he's very different from me. You know, he is, he's almost like a competitor. Whatever works, whatever will get him what he wants is what he will have, and there's very little that he won't do.So, he's very different from me. I suffer from overthinking things.
咁其實咧 ，John 咧佢自己就話喺呢一個 Roger Whittaker 呢個角色當中咧，同佢都幾唔同嘅。雖然話咧佢呢一類嘅角色咧，佢比較少演出嚇，咁啊，但係對於佢嚟講咧，都係一個嘅挑戰嘅。講到話演員嘅性格或者呢個角色嘅性格方面咧，同佢就好唔同啦。阿 Roger 咧就係一個幾淡定嘅人，亦都可以話咁講想要啲乜嘢咧，佢係一定要得到嘅，無論用啲咩方法都好。咁但係咧，阿 John 就反而唔係啦，佢就會係沉著應戰，通常咧要考慮。好清楚咧，先至会出击嘅。咁所以咧，唔系太相同吓。咁既然话喺角色嘅揣摩方面咧，发现咧唔同，自己唔系好同啦。咁会唔会揾一啲乜嘢嘅人物啊，或者咩嘅其他嘅电影嘅角色啊，俾你自己去参考，然之后去演绎呢一个叫做 Roger Whittaker 嘅角色咧
？The director Jason James had tossed some ideas out at me and of people I might draw inspiration from. And one of the names he tossed out was Tom Ford, the designer. So I YouTubeSome of Tom Ford talking and found this very interesting documentary. I found him to be just mesmerizing as a person and sort of modeled some of his traits after Tom Ford, who I just thought was maybe the most interesting person in the world. And, just went from there and felt it out, but that's where I started.
咁其實 John Cho 咧初初去演繹呢個角色嘅時候咧，導演都俾咗一啲嘅意見嘅，咁啊俾咗一啲嘅人物俾佢參考啦。其中一位咧就係設計師 Tom Ford 啦。John Cho 咧嘗試去喺網上面咧搜尋一啲嘅片段啊，搜尋下佢嘅影像啊等等。咁結果咧就揾到一個紀錄片咧就係講關於佢嘅。咁啊睇完之後咧，佢覺得呢一個人咧其實都幾吸引下咁，而且咧亦都咧就係模仿下佢嘅一啲動作啊或者一啲感覺啊咁樣樣。咁呢個咧就係由佢點樣。去演绎呢一个 Roger Whittaker 嗰度咧，就有少少嘅窍门啦吓。咁好啦，咁头先提到啦，咁啊导演嘅 Jason James 啦，咁佢亦都有好多嘅意见会提俾一啲嘅演员啦。咁你觉得同佢嘅合作又点样咧
？Fun. Jason's a gentleman, and you know, there's one kind of director is a guy who yells and shouts action, and Jason is much more collaborative and is suggestive. He's that kind of a personality, so he's full of suggestions, and so I really got on well with him. I think he's one of the smartest guys I've ever met.
咁其实咧，好多导演都有自己。唔同嘅風格啦，咁有啲導演咧就好可能咧，淨係坐低喺個導演凳嗰度，然之後嗌埋位，跟住 camera action 咁樣啦。咁但係 Jason James 係屬於一位咧，就係好中意咧就收集一啲意見嘅，咁啊大家傾下講下，希望咧就可以做得更好。咁所以咧佢經常咧都會有好多提議俾一啲嘅演員啦。咁同埋咧佢都覺得咧佢係一位好聰明嘅導演啦，以及呢個工作上面咧亦都係可以提到好多唔同嘅合作嘅意見嘅。咁好啦，咁另外一位咧喺演員方面咧就有 Paulo Costanzo 啦。咁呢一位咧亦都係好出色嘅演員。咁今次喺呢一部嘅喜劇。 里面呢饰演的角色呢都挺特别的。咁同阿 Paolo 的合作又点呢？
Paolo's a terrific actor and I found it great to work with him. He's very precise and very lively and he knows comedy andI really enjoyed working with him.
嗯哼，咁啊 ，Paolo 咧属于一位比较系演喺演技方面咧，主要都系一啲嘅喜剧啦。咁喜剧嘅元素比较多啲咧，个人都几活泼下嘅。咁啊，能够同佢合作咧，都系开心嘅。咁啊，今次喺呢个 Dead Burning Feeling 嘅电影里边咧，其实 John Cho 咧，除咗话系饰演 Roger Whittaker 呢个角色之外咧，另外咧佢自己亦都系 Executive Producer 一位嘅执行监制嚟嘅。咁究竟点解佢又会做埋呢一个嘅工作咧
？It really meant like giving my notes on the script.That's all for me. It was input on the script, which I got a while back, and we went through several drafts. So it was cool to collaborate with them in that capacity. I don't normally get to do. I mean, in a big picture way. You know, on set, you can talk about your character, but I think in this case, it was about having notes about the story as a whole that was unusual.
对于阿 John 来讲呢，他说执行监制这个角色呢，其实主要呢，就是在这个这个的剧本上面呢，就是摆一些的自己的意见啦，提出一啲自己嘅谂法啦，咁样样喺平时一啲嘅大片、一啲荷里活片里边咧，通常都做唔到呢样嘢嘅，因为佢哋只系演员啦，只系做戏啦。咁但系咧呢一部嘅电影咧，佢就能够参与到呢个工作啦，咁啊可以咧就系摆下自己啲意见落去，咁变咗佢哋都有唔同嘅稿嘅，不停咁样改个剧本。咁啊呢一个对于佢嚟讲咧，都系一个唔错嘅尝试吓。咁啊比起佢平时咧净系做演员咧，呢一个都系几特别嘅一个工作嚟嘅。咁所以咧做埋执行监制吓。好啦，咁啊喺呢一部电影里边咧，可能大家咧如果睇。嘅话咧，会睇到好多好熟悉嘅画面嘅，因为咧整部嘅电影咧，大部分都系喺我哋 BC 省呢一度拍摄嘅。咁佢亦都喺拍摄嘅期间咧，阿 John 逗留咗喺温哥华一段嘅时间啦。咁对于温哥华，你唔知有咩感觉咧
？It's strange. For as much filming goes on up there, I hadn't been there, so my first time in Vancouver. You know, I had a lot of good meals. I'm trying to remember specific restaurants, but I can't. Good food was all over the place. I thought the bar was very high in terms of food there, and I thought this city was really quite lovely.His climate was really kind of my type of climate too.
佢自己咧就话好奇怪啊！虽然咧有好多嘅电影啊，都喺温哥华呢度拍摄，尤其是荷里活嘅制作添啦。咁但系咧，佢反而系未嚟过温哥华。咁啊，为咗拍摄《That Burning Feeling》咧，今次佢系第一次踏足温哥华。咁佢觉得咧呢一度啲嘢食好好啦。虽然佢唔记得去咗边间嘅餐厅嗰度食饭，咁但系咧佢净系记得咧啲嘢食系好好嘅。咁啊，亦都系好开心，同埋好中意呢一度嘅天气添啦。佢话都几适合佢自己嘅。咁啊，除咗话喺呢一度拍摄啊，咁啊，通常咧就系要埋位啦，做嘢啦，咁跟住可能休息啦。咁但系。除此之外咧，喺嗰段拍摄嘅期间咧，你仲有冇其他啲空余嘅时间自己去做咗啲乜嘢咧
？Well, I saw Paul McCartney while I was there. I went by myself, had a blast. And what else did I do? I saw True Romance for the very first time at theater, which is a movie that I had never seen. You know, Quentin Tarantino's story. I think he wrote the screenplay. I never seen it, and they had a revival, and they were showing it one night, a late showing. So I went by myself and enjoyed a movie that I'd never seen. Anyway, I found Vancouver to be just a brilliant little town.
咁佢自己咧就喺得闲嘅时间咧，佢竟然去睇咗 Paul McCartney 嘅演唱会，喺拍摄嗰段期间吓，咁啊自己去啦。咁啊，另外咧，亦都有一晚咧，夜晚嘅时候咧，佢发现，咦，原来 Quentin Tarantino 一部嘅电影咧叫 True Romance 咧，就有一个嘅再上演、再放映。咁于是乎咧，佢自己又走咗去睇戏。咁啊，佢自己之前咧就冇睇过呢一部电影嘅，咁但系都想去欣赏下。咁结果又睇咗戏啦，睇咗演唱会啦。咁喺温哥华呢一度咧，佢都觉得系好开心，觉得呢个系一个唔错嘅城市吓。咁啊，讲翻呢一部《That Burning Feeling》，Roger Whittaker 呢个。角色先，咁呢个角色嘅性格咧就系属于几有远见同埋有野心嘅。咁阿 John， 你份人会唔会都有好有远见、好有野心嘅咧
？For me, professionally, I would like to get on the other side of the camera. And you know, I'm working on that, on developing stories. And on a personal note, you know, it's about raising my family and making sure my kids are not evil people. And That's about as much as I can handle at the moment.
咁而家咧，佢话喺工作上面咧，佢好希望做一啲新嘅尝试啦，就系咧，唔会净系做幕前啦，尝试下幕后嘅工作啦。咁佢而家咧都系努力紧嘅，咁啊希望咧可以写一啲唔同嘅故事出嚟啦。咁至于喺私人生活方面咧，咁当然咧佢就要凑小朋友啦。咁佢都有两个小朋友嘅，咁啊同太太嘅生活都系相当之愉快啦。咁喺呢一度咧，佢就话希望咧就系可以培养小朋友，俾多啲时间佢哋，等咧佢哋唔会成为坏人啦，要好好咁样管教下佢哋先得啊。 暂时呢两方面咧，就系佢能够可以控制得到或者可以做得到嘅。咁喺时间方面嘅掌握究竟又点样咧？因为你知啦，每拍剧咧就会或者系拍电影咧，就系一定系好忙咁，同埋咧可能系走咗几个月啊，咁啊可能系都好少见屋企人啊咁样。咁喺工作上面同埋私人时间方面，你嘅时间管理又系点样咧
？For me, my policy is when I'm home is to not fret about what I'm going to be doing, is to really be at home. You know what I'm saying?、
Mm-hmm.
I'm home with my kids, and I'm going to be here and not think about what's coming up. Because when I go away, I really have to go away and really be at work. I think when I was younger, I was all trying to get more work and worrying about the next job and worrying about this and that and trying to generate work. I'm a little bit more philosophical about it. Life is going to give me what life is going to give me, and in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy my family. I'm pretty sure they're more important than my career.
以前对于他来说工作就很重要的，但是现在就反而有另外一套的看法啦，比较是哲学性一些的。他就说其实在生活上面家庭也是非常重要的，还有他自己会觉得他现在有一个的小小的 policy 呢，就是如果在家的话呢，就真的集中精神在家了，就不再想工作了。因为呢很多时候如果你工作的话要行开一段时间，就真的要行开，你没得说中间就摄些时间回家啊，这个似乎对于他来说不是太可能的。所以呢如果一有时间在家的话呢，他尽量就将自己集中在家庭生活方面，还有他也觉得家人始终都是重要过他的一些事业的。虽然后生的时候他就会觉得赚钱重要一点，但现在呢家人是重要一点。好了，如果有时间在家的话，又或者陪小朋友的时候，你会带他去哪里呢？
I just mean being here and, you know, making them lunch and taking them to school and going to the park and all that stuff, the little stuff.
他自己都是一个普通的爸爸，他是这样说，普通的爸爸。如果你能够陪小朋友的话，他都是做一些 很平常的事，譬如说整下早餐给他们吃啊，送下他们上学啊，这样就是一般人会做的事啦。这个都是在镜头的另外一面， John Cho 作为爸爸的角色的形象。好啦，刚才就有讲了 Burning Feeling， 也跟 John 就谈了他自己一些时间管理啦，还有对家的看法啦。其实在他事业上面 Harold and Kumar 这一部的电影里面， Harold Lee 这个角色呢都是非常重要的，因为呢有很多的观众认识他都是因为这一系列的荷里活电影啦，有几部的，也是跟另外一位的印裔演员就是合作的。你会觉得这个角色带给你的是什么呢？
You know, for whatever reason, it's one of these movies that everyone's aware of, even if they haven't seen it. I don't know how it happens. You know, I was in a movie called American Pie. I had one line in the movie, and it became sort of one of the more memorable things about the movie, and everyone quotes it at me. And I have no idea what I saw the movie in it and didn't find myself that memorable, but sometimes it happens. And Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle was one of those films. I thought it was a quality movie and funny. It also just became a phenomenon, and probably has a lot to do with the fact that there's a Korean and an Indian guy, and so the unusualness of the casting probably made it more memorable. But it's one of those things that's just become, I don't know if iconic's the right word, but certainly very memorable. And it resonates with people. People dig it. People find it funny, and it kind of lives on. And I'm very happy to be identified as Harold on the street. I have a lot of affection for that character, and had a great time making those movies.
其实他都不知道这件事是怎样发生的，因为他说他都曾经演出过 American Pie 啦，里面也有一个角色，他自己有一句对白是到现在大家都依然是会提及的，还有一提起 John Cho 提起 American Pie 的话都会讲那句对白的。但是 Harold and Kumar 这一系列的电影很可能就是因为在剧本方面那个角色的设定很特别。首先有一位的亚裔的演员，就是韩裔的，另外还有一位印裔的演员一起合作。这个以荷里活的制作来讲少有是这样的 cast 的，通常起码都会有一些譬如说西人的演员参与做主角啦这样。但是这个特别的角色设定也都可能令到大家觉得吸引的。再加上这部电影其实也都是看得很开心，因为都是一部的喜剧啦。所以我想对于他来讲，可能大家都会是喜欢了这部电影，从而就是喜欢了这个角色的。他说拍戏的时候或者拍这部戏的时候其实都很开心的。他自己拍摄过一些很特别的电影，也都有好几个角色是很受欢迎，譬如刚才提过 American Pie 里面的角色，又或者是 Harold and Kumar 里面的 Harold Harold Lee， 还有就是 Star Trek 这个由 J.J. Abrams 重新再拍的 Star Trek 系列，新的系列新的版本里面的 Sulu。 譬如说在这几个角色当中，你自己会最喜欢哪一个呢？
You know, I think probably Harold in the sense that Sulu existed before I did. You know, the character. Harold didn't as such. It was a very, very unique circumstance to have a Korean and an Indian lead in a movie, and soI always feel like it holds a special place in the hearts of particularly Asian Americans, and it broke that barrier in a very unusual and unexpected way. And so I always have a soft spot in my heart for Harold. And, mm-hmm. and in fact, when I see the Star Trek movies, I think to myself, hey, that's Harold on the Enterprise. It's still strange for me.
咁佢自己话咧，其实几个角色啦吓，咁佢都会系选择 Harold 咧作为佢自己咧系最喜欢嘅一个角色。咁因为咧，首先即系呢一部嘅题材特别啦，头先都有讲过啦。咁啊，另外咧，即系佢自己去演绎嘅时候咧，我谂都会有好多唔同嘅经验分享。咁啊，再加上咧，譬如 Star Trek 嘅 Sulu 虽然咧都系好出名嘅，大家都会好留意呢个角色。咁但系始终呢个角色咧喺佢出世之前或者好耐之前咧就已经有噶啦。咁但系 Harold 就唔系嘅 ，Harold 系一个全新嘅角色嚟。咁所以对于佢嚟讲咧，嗰个意义系更加深添。咁啊，再加上。当他自己去看 Star Trek， 即是他自己有份参与这个新版的 Star Trek 的时候，他自己都会觉得，咦，在画面上面那个好像就是 Harold 在这个企业铺里面工作的时候的样子，所以呢都个感觉呢都挺有趣下。作为一位亚裔演员在荷里活工作的时候，其实我以前访问过一些不同的明星的时候，他们都说会有一些困难的，你自己的看法是怎样呢？
I'm certainly not complaining about my career because I feel like I've gone so much further than I thought was possible. However,one just has to look around and see that there are limited possibilities for Asians in Hollywood, you know? The characters are written white, a vast majority of the time. And in some ways, you know, as your career progresses, while there are more sort of lesser roles available for Asian Americans, the number of quality roles is still incredibly few. And so for me, that's really the trick, is to find quality stuff. And that remains...an objective largely defined by the color of the role. I've had success in breaking those boundaries to a large extent and for myself, but you know, each one of those is involved some pushing, you know, it's hard. So yeah, my race has, for better or for worse, had a large part in defining what my resume is.
阿 John 咧都好认同咧，就系话佢自己嗰个嘅族裔咧，亦都无论系好定唔好都好啦吓，咁啊点都会咧多多少少咧系会有影响到佢自己嘅工作上面嘅机会嘅。咁啊，譬如话你环顾周围喺荷里活里边啦，好多嘅剧本咧写嚟咧都系主要嘅角色咧都系俾啲嘅西人演绎嘅。咁但系咧亚裔嘅角色已经本身系少噶啦，咁啊再加埋咧亚裔又要有好嘅角色咧，呢个咧可能系更加少添。当然佢喺呢一度咧就唔系话投诉紧佢自己嘅工作啊，或者投诉紧佢自己嘅事业啊咁样。不过咧，好肯定地咧，就系喺整个过程里边咧，系需要更多嘅努力啦，同埋要各方面嘅配合啦，争取啦，然之后咧，先至可以得到呢一啲嘅角色嘅。咁啊，每一次咧，佢都会有一个唔同嘅机会啦。咁啊，最近咧亦都听到咧，佢有另外一个机会咧，就系演出一部新嘅剧集，电视剧嚟嘅。咁呢一个嘅剧集咧，名字叫做 Selfie 啦。咁佢嘅角色咧叫做 Henry， 可唔可以同我哋讲下咧
？Yeah, I just did a television pilot, and we're waiting to see whether that goes. It was a delightful time.Making it. It's called Selfie, and it's a modern interpretation of My Fair Lady or Pygmalion. I was playing the Henry Higgins role, and it was really fun to do something romantic, which, you know, speaking of being Asian, that's something that, for an Asian male in Hollywood, that's unfortunately rare. And so I just had a great time doing that.
这部叫做 Selfie 的剧集呢，就是类似一个新版本的 My Fair Lady 苗条淑女这样。那里面呢他所饰演的就是一个叫做 Henry Higgins 的角色。那都是一部的浪漫的故事来的。那他就说呢，是啦，就是提到呢，就是荷里活里面的亚裔演员呢都比较少演出一些跟爱情有关的角色的。那所以呢都算是几罕有啦。那今次他很开心能够呢就是参与演出。那暂时呢就是拍了一集的 pilot 啦。那看看呢跟着下去呢会是怎样。那如果有可能的话，很可能大家就会看到一个不同形象的 John Cho 都不定了。另外还有一部的剧集，他现在也是参与的，就是叫做 Sleepy Hollow 断头谷，已经播了两季了，究竟会不会继续下去呢？
I don't know whether I can do more Sleepy Hollow, but I'd like to, because really like the show and the people, and would like to sort of keep that character alive, so we shall see, but that's a question mark.
暂时都未知道，因为他自己都很喜欢跟那个剧组的工作人员或者演员合作，但是未知道时间方面或者其他的工作能不能够配合到，所以断头谷第三季会不会有他，或者会不会继续呢？这个暂时都是一个大的问号。但是电影方面呢，
I don't know what the next year is going to look like right now. You know, we're going to do another Star Trek soon, and there's some other stuff, but it's not real enough to talk about yet. So we'll see. I'll let you know.
咁電影方面咧都暫時未知啊，因為今年都差唔多已經安定好曬噶啦。咁但係出年嘅計劃咧，佢就暫時未係好清楚。咁啊，淨係知道咧，嚟緊咧當然會有 Star Trek 新版嘅第三部電影啦，繼續會同其他嘅演員啊同埋 J.J. Abrams 係合作啦。咁但係至於其他嘅電影工作方面咧，佢暫時都係未係好清楚嘅。咁但係當然啦，如果一有新嘅消息嘅時候咧，佢一定會第一時間話俾我哋加拿大中文電台嘅聽眾聽嚇。咁今日咧好開心能夠同阿 John Cho 傾偈啦，亦都了解過 That Burning Feeling 呢一部嘅電影同埋佢自己嘅近況啦。咁希望有機會嘅話咧，當然喺度身訂座裏邊咧，繼續可以同佢傾偈，咁就最好啦嚇。咁希望下次咧可以帶俾大家咧更多有關於佢嘅信息嘅。